In Massachusetts, scandal has long surrounded the job of Speaker of the House. In the past two decades, three speakers in a row were all convicted of felonies. Now there's a new speaker scandal, but this time it's in Rhode Island. Last week, Gordon Fox resigned the job in the face of a still mysterious criminal investigation. When state and federal agents raided Fox's office 10 days ago, the scene conjured familiar concerns about big corruption in the nation's smallest state. Political reporter David Scharfenberg takes a look.
Near the heart of Federal Hill in Providence is Costantino's Venda Ravioli. It's an emporium of cheese and meat and prepared foods that look very, very appetizing.
Chicken alla venda, you could do the manicotti, the stuffed shells. You could do right here is a shrimp with asparagus and cherry tomatoes.
A group of old friends from the neighborhood sit in the corner. Among them, retired printer Albert Pizzatoro. He says he's deeply disappointed by what's happened at the State House.
It's a shame. It's a shame. I'm serious. It's just too bad that a handful of people get voted in over and over and keep doing this to the state.
Rhode Island has had its share of political shenanigans. In the late 90s, former Governor Ed DePreet pled guilty to bribery. And more recently, former Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci spent 5 years in what he calls a federally funded gated community. Now, he's got a popular radio show.
Buddy Cianci, the voice of Rhode Island. News Talk 630 and 99.
Cianci's spending a lot of time these days talking about the State House shakeup.
You know, we're going to get into the reason for the State House raid. The documents remain sealed.
During a break, he notes that Rhode Island isn't much different from its neighbors. In Massachusetts, three straight speakers have been convicted of felonies. But he acknowledges that a state known as Rogue's Island has a more enduring reputation for political corruption. Part of it, Cianci says, is that politics is the blood sport down here. And in such a tiny state, the stumbles of the biggest players are magnified.
We're smaller, and everybody knows everybody's business. See, if you were in Texas, there's the Houston crowd, there's the Dallas crowd. They don't even hardly know each other. But in Rhode Island, it's just the Rhode Island crowd.
Patrick Crowley, a lobbyist with a large teachers union, says the state's reputation for chicanery is enhanced by figures like Cianci, who is not just a charismatic radio host, but an author and entrepreneur.
We have a lot of colorful characters sometimes. They like to write books, they like to sell spaghetti sauce.
And some, Crowley acknowledges, take a certain twisted pride in the state's rough-and-tumble politics.
I like the idea of being able to tell my colleagues across the country, yeah, that's right, we're from Rhode Island, get used to it.
That attitude is fading a little, says Scott McKay of Rhode Island Public Radio. But McKay, the dean of political journalists down here, argues rule-breaking is in the DNA of a state founded by a religious dissident and forged by a brutal capitalism.
This is a state where the early fortunes were made in smuggling and in the African slave trade. And then the money went into textile mills, a lot of it child labor. The state was known as the most crooked state outside of the South way back in the Gilded Age.
Still, even the most jaded observers were a little stunned by the sudden fall of former Speaker Gordon Fox. The sight of law enforcement raiding his State House office and carting out boxes of evidence was jarring. Nicholas Mattiello, the new speaker, acknowledged as much last week in his acceptance speech.
I hope someday to be Speaker of this House. I love this House. But I never expected such a stunning and rapid turn of events.
But as the shock wears off, the dominant feeling seems to be resignation. Many see the political dysfunction here as part of a larger fabric of failure. The manufacturing sector has rusted, and not much has replaced it. Rhode Island has the highest unemployment rate in the country. Still, in the face of it all, a sort of stubborn resilience, even a bit of dark humor. At a coffee house on the east side of Providence, retired financial advisor Peter Barlow puts it this way.
Why graduate next to last when you graduate last, you get some notoriety? So I think Rhode Island almost takes, not pride, but some notoriety in the fact that we tend to be the worst in a lot of things. Not next to last, but dead last.
Dead last. The new Speaker of the House, it seems, has a lot of work ahead of him. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Scharfenberg.